Hi, welcome to this week's edition of Trot's Talk. Simon Harrison with you and Amanda Rando. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What an exciting time to be involved in harness racing right now.
Well, it's finally here, Inter Dominion 2017, this Friday night at Gloucester Park. And, well, I've been on him all along and, geez, just got the perfect draw, hasn't he? I'm talking about Lazarus, of course.
Yes, I knew who you were talking about, your favourite, Simon. And, yeah, what a race. What a race. And, you know, look, you touched on it then, the barrier draw. It's so vital. And even though the race is over 2,900 metres, it just makes it even more tactical. So, you know, with Lazarus, do they burn early and hope to get a position? Do you sit back and let the others do all the work and then hope you can, you know, get into the race at some stage? You've got some of the best drivers in Australasia going head-to-head as well with not much between the top six horses of this field. So it's really one of the most exciting Inter Dominion finals in recent times. But yeah, Lazarus, geez, he's drawn well in barrier two, but so is Tiger Tara in barrier one. So I'm hoping Tiger Tara can fly the flag for New South Wales. And just looking at all the reports of, you know, trainers and drivers in this week's media, everyone seems to be really happy with their horses going into the final. And for me, the horses seem to have thrived the most throughout the series is Tiger Tara. So I think he'll be the one to beat for me. I do think Lazarus is going to run a mighty race outside them. I don't see them handing up the lead with Tiger Tara. That's just how I see the race. And Lazarus will be on the outside. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what the likes of Lenny the Shark and Chris Alford will do with him and, you know, Gary Hall Jr. with Chicago Bull. But yeah, top race. My tip, Simon, Tiger Tara on top, Lazarus the second. I've got Chicago Bull in there. I think he's got a huge advantage being the only horse off the second row. And I'll also include Lenny the Shark, who, of course, won the Inter Dominion over in Perth 2 years ago.
So, as you said, Tiger Tara from the pole there, no doubt, will kick up and hold that position. And it's hard to see Lazarus giving up the chair, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And, you know, the only way Tiger Tara beat Lazarus last time was having Lazarus on his outside. And, you know, I've been watching these heats over in, at Gloucester Park and Bunbury this series. And horses in the desk seat, no matter how good you are, they find it really hard. So I think it's the best tactical move for the connections of Tiger Tara to hold the lead. And Todd McCarthy, they showed what he could do when he won that heat at Bunbury and set a new track record. So I think that's the way the race will pan out. And I think Lazarus, you know, and Mark Purdom, he can control the race outside the leader. So you wouldn't expect him to want to give that position up.
So Lazarus, a $2 favourite post the barrier draw. Tiger Tara's at $5. And Chicago Bull, who you mentioned there, coming off the second row, well in the market at $4. And I suppose if they were to go at a dynamite speed up front, he'd be the one that that will really be charging home late.
Yeah, you'd think so. And that's the race, that's what you'd expect to happen. But yeah, who knows what will happen? You know, we talk about these races over and over again. And when that light goes and the arms fold back of the mobile, things can change very easily. So yeah, I can't wait for the race, Simon.
No, me neither. And to complement the Gloucester Park card on Friday night, we've got Bankstown racing, Amanda, and the Truro Memorial is their feature race.
Yeah, it sure is. It's a $50,000 Group 2 race. Once a Grand Circuit race that horses would flow on to after the Miracle Mile. But yeah, that will be running in conjunction with Inter Dominion. And the club, they've got 7 races on the night, and they're going to stay open and they've actually bought extra TVs to televise the Inter Dominion for the patrons on course. So they're really trying their best to support racing across Australasia there, and they're going to keep the bar open as well. So that'll be exciting. So the Truro Memorial is race 5 at Bankstown this Friday. There's a $75,000 first four projected pool on the race with tab, and it's a really great race actually. You know, you've got the likes of Blazin and Cullen. He's drawn out wide in barrier 5 for Johnny McCarthy. Johnny McCarthy, I think he won about 5 Truro Memorials with his old horse, Washaki. Then you've got a horse like Condigan, who's a brilliant sprinter that will just relish the 2,500-metre race. Spare Me Days as well, Simon. He broke through for a win, and I think he's fairly well-graded here. He's drawn in barrier 8. So he'll get a nice run through. And then you've also got the likes of Little Rascal and Pasha Cutie for Jimmy Rattray. So, yeah, it's a really top field. And it's great to see a race of this significance attracts a good quality field.
And Pasha Cutie is the tab fixed odds favourite there at $4.40 ahead of Stenning at $4.60. Now, we've got a new Harness Racing New South Wales chairman that's been announced.
Yeah, we sure do. So news out of Harness Racing New South Wales this week is that Chairman Chris Edwards retired. So he served his maximum 8-year term on the board, which is a legislative requirement here in New South Wales. And naturally, the board needed a new chairman, and Rod Smith has been elected as the new chairman for Harness Racing New South Wales. So Rod, he's, you know, been a long-standing owner in the sport and breeder, and he's been on the board since 2012. So, yeah, it's fantastic to see that Rod's been granted the opportunity to be chairman at Harness Racing New South Wales.
Ah, that is good news. Now, Saturday night at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, we've got the Group 3 Teeny Teeny for the mares, and a pretty good field assembled here, Amanda. I see Rocker Band, the $3 favourite, has drawn Barrier 11.
Yeah, she's Rocker Band. She was formerly trained by Barry Purden, and, she's now with Mark Jones and will be driven by Ashley Grives. And this mare, she's first up since she finished third in a mare's Group 3 race at Menangle back in June. She's been around. She's had a couple of trials, hasn't been pushed around too much. It'll be interesting to see what she can produce. The second fave is Culinary Delight for Mark Callaghan, and Toddy McCarthy's down to drive this one. So he's flying back from Perth, hopefully with a win under his belt. And this mare, Culinary Delight, she's won her last three starts in a row, so she's got that fitness edge. Mark Callaghan, he's actually trains his horses up at Morisset in near Lake Macquarie in New South Wales, and he's duly represented here. He also has Lovin' Miss Daisy, and she'll be driven by Luke McCarthy, Todd's older brother. So, yeah, another top race. They've also got the Kevin and Kay Seymour Evolution Series final at Menangle on Saturday night. It's a $20,000 race for three-year-olds. It's a really great incentive that the breeders have sort of fought to introduce, really, to the state. It's just in its third month, I believe. And it's attracted a top field. We see the return of Bright Energy. He was a very classy two-year-old. Had his first start back as a three-year-old. Won a heat of this race at Newcastle last week. And he's back here at Menangle. So it'd be great to see what he can produce.
Righto. Thanks very much, Amanda. Anything else for us?
Yeah, no, that's about the Inter-Dominion this week over in Perth. And, of course, as we announced in one of our recent podcasts, the Inter-Dominion next year will be over in Victoria and then New Zealand and back here in New South Wales for 2020. So, it's great to see the Inter-Dominion over in Perth, where it first kicked off at Gloucester Park all those years ago. But it'll be great to have the race over here on the Eastern Seaboard too.
Yeah, not quite as late Friday nights watching all of the heats.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I'll be able to do it anymore.
Thanks very much for your help, Amanda. Enjoy the Inter-Dominion on Friday night and the week ahead. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Simon.